Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
Get your phones out, Riverland. 858-23931. We want to talk about the firearm amnesty on at the moment, okay? So Tony Passon has said maybe a number of people within our community who have the unregistered firearms, unwanted firearm lying around, now's the time to hand it into Barker Police without penalty.
Yeah, it's essentially anonymous, isn't it? There's nothing like will come out of it for you handing it in. It's just you hand it over and no questions asked. It's really good.
So I want to expand that, Riverland. I want to know just in any field, what do you want to get rid of? What are you trying to get out of your life? I have so many. You've seen from our very own prize bucket. You could say that there's a lot of stuff in there that maybe I just didn't want around my home anymore.
You could say that. Yeah, you could almost say you were ridding yourself of any junk that was hanging around.
And especially because I am making a short film. So I've got a bunch of things I bought for one scene, one shot, and haven't done anything with since. I've got a big sheet of rubber.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with a 2 meter piece of rubber?
I mean, not much, really.
No, got to get rid of that.
Yeah. Do you want to hand that over to
I want to hand that over. I want to hand over some shelves that I bought on Facebook Marketplace.
You don't want the shelves now that you went to so much effort to get?
I went out of the way, but then I realized immediately they are not tall enough to fit even a Blu-ray, which is slightly shorter.
Oh, no.
You can't stack them up there. It's just under my bed. I need the under my bed space to put suitcases full of clothes that I don't want either. Yeah. Maybe I can get rid of some clothes. There are so many.
Seeing a common, like, you know, circle of chicken and egg situation happening here, Bob.
They can't all be prizes. Some of them just have to go.
Yeah, we're not giving away your clothes.
If you've got anything around the home, Riverland, the Magic 931 Saab, that's something that Brent couldn't get rid of.
Right, yeah. I thought you were going to say, we want to get rid of it. No.
He couldn't get rid of his Saab. He had to give it away in a bet on a radio segment.
And we are have gladly taken on that Saab. Oh, just side note there.
We're in the red.
We love it.
In the black. Yeah, the black's the good one. Call in Riverland 858-23931. What are you trying to get rid of? We've got a call from Tom, who's in Barmer. Tom, what are you desperate to get rid of?
I've got an apple tree. I live in a courtyard, and I would just love someone to come and chop the thing down or take it out by the roots, do whatever, because it is the most awful thing to live with. It's beautiful in theory, but to actually have it in your backyard, it's always dropping something, right? So at one point of the year, it's flowers, right? Beautiful flowers, bang, they're on the ground, and I'm sweeping them up. Then it's got the fruit. Oh, yeah, great. Can't even really eat it because it's not the right type of apple. And then the fruit's on the ground, and I'm sweeping that up. And then, oh, autumn rolls around, and all of a sudden, its leaves are on the floor. It's literally dropping crap every day, every week of the year, and I just can't stand it. Someone, please take my tree.
Are you allowed to chop it down?
Do you know what? I haven't asked, and I probably won't ask. I think it's one of those ask for forgiveness, not permission situations.
So what you want is somebody to come in Mission Impossible style in the middle of the night and just take it away from you. Is that right?
Oh, that's the dream. If we can have that happen, brilliant.
How big is this job? I mean, maybe Bob and I could put it to ourselves to it.
It's a big tree. It's taller than my house. It was there before I was.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay. Maybe not. Oh, well, hopefully someone will make your dreams come true one day. Tom, thank you so much.
Hit me on the socials, guys.